Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 155 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing the oneness of our truth, and from this clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come with a willingness to open the mind and know the truth. Being right no longer seems to hold the attraction that it used to. And instead, knowing the truth is what brings us here today. Being willing to open our minds to the truth. No longer holding what's most important to be the individual identity. Feeling a release and a surrender and a truly wanting to know only the truth. No longer wanting to defend or build up or make real. And so we start by coming into the present moment with honesty. What is here right now in this present moment? What do the five senses show me? seeing what's here. Without imagination. Without the past or the future. What is here right now in this present moment? And allowing it to be here just as it is. Not expecting, not wishing it. Not following stories about. Simply seeing the truth of what's here right now. And noticing that you are aware of it. Whatever shows up right now in this moment in awareness, you are the one aware of it. What's showing up isn't you. You're not hearing the sound. The sound is showing up in awareness. You're not thinking the thought. The thought is showing up in awareness. You are not the pain in the body. You are not the body. The sensation is showing up in awareness. Having the bravery and the strength and the self-honesty. To recognize that you are before that which shows up in awareness. Having the bravery and the self-honesty to look at this deeply to allow yourself to stop believing the false beliefs, the old habits, allow yourself to be honest and detached from believing that what shows up in awareness is building your identity, telling you who you are. You are before all that. You are untouched by all that. Do you want to be untouched by all that? Do you want what shows up in awareness to define you? Do you want to look for your happiness there? however you answer those questions. There is no right or wrong answer. Simply allow the answer to be there, just as it is, without any judgment, without wishing it were different. Simply allow it to be just as it is. And from allowing it to be just as it is, look at it as a scientist and see if it is you. Is the one answering you? Or are you before all that? Simply being. Simply being. Thank you. The heart of one, the voice of one, and the voice for God are all the same. This is your Lord when you want to move only for the cause of love. There are two ways of looking at things and two ways of hearing. One is from the perspective of me, apart from them, with interest in the me. The other is from the perspective of whole, a body of one, which is a totality of self. In this, there is no me. Given from our Holy Spirit. The heart of one, the voice of one, and the voice for God are all the same. This is your Lord when you want to move only for the cause of love. There are two ways of looking at things and two ways of hearing. One is from the perspective of me, apart from them with interest in the me. The other is from the perspective of whole, a body of one, which is a totality of self. In this, there is no me. The heart of one, the voice of one, and the voice for God are all the same. This is your Lord when you want to move only for the cause of love. There are two ways of looking at things and two ways of hearing. One is from the perspective of me, apart from them, with interest in the me. The other is from the perspective of whole, a body of one, which is a totality of self. In this, there is no me. The heart of one, the voice of one, and the voice for God are all the same. This is your Lord when you want to move only for the cause of love. There are two ways of looking at things and two ways of hearing. One is from the perspective of me, apart from them, with interest in the me. The other is from the perspective of whole, a body of one, which is a totality of self. In this, there is no me. Thank you for joining for quote 155 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.